Hello, and thank you for joining us. We will be learning Lekutei Siches Chelek Yud Gimel, the Sicha of Kairach Aleph. And this is a Rashi Sicha. A Rashi Sicha, a short and fairly straightforward. This is a one very simple concept that will answer all the questions, but you will have to go through quite a few questions in order to get to the answer. So we're in Parshas Kairach. Of course, Kairach v'Adosai, they came to complain against Moshe Rabbeinu, and it comes to a point where the Eibishter speaks, this is in the Chumash, the Eibishter speaks to Moshe and Aaron and says, Ibadlu mitecha'eda hazeis, v'achala yisem kiraga, separate yourself from these people and I will destroy them at once. V'yiplu al pneyam, so the Pasuk continues, Pasuk chavbeis, the pasuk continues that the Meisha and Aaron fell on their faces by Yemiru, and they said, Keilu lekeha ruchais, the Eibishter of the ruchais, of the spirits, l'chal basar, ha'isha echad yechta, will one person sin, v'al kol eida tikzef, in the form of a question, are you going to be angry at the whole eida, at the whole congregation, at the whole group, just because one person had sinned? So there's two rashis on this pasuk. Pasuk, this is Pasuk Chav Beis, Keil Lekei Aruches, and let's learn it, and we'll follow it in the Sichon. See, if Aleph Alakosev, Ayiplu Alpneyam V'Geymar, the Pasuk says they fell on their faces, they says Moshe and Aaron, Maitik Rashi, Keil Lekei Aruches, Rashi quotes the words, Keil Lekei Aruches, the God of the gods, or of the spirits, and he explains, Yedeya Machshavis, Ruches here means Machshavis, thoughts. The Eibishter who knows thoughts, and Rashi explains, "Ein midas chak midas baser v'adam." Your midah, your measure, your reaction is not like that of a human king. Melech baser v'adam shesar chalav mixes medina, a melech, a human king, which his a portion, a group of his country rebelled against him. Sarcha literally means, sarcha comes from the word sirchin, which means something that's spoiled or smells bad. So the people, they acted inappropriately towards him. He doesn't know which of the people sinned. He knows a group of people sinned. He doesn't know who it was. The therefore, when he becomes angry at them, Nifram Ikulam, he punishes all of them. You know everybody's thoughts. And you know who's the sinner. So therefore, why would you punish so many more people? Sometimes haruchais could mean neshamis, the God of the souls, of the neshamis. So Rashi is being, Rashi is telling us that not to translate ruchais as in neshamis, ela b'muvin shel machshavos, but it means thoughts. What does it mean, the God of the thoughts, the Eibishter of the thoughts? Eliki mayadeh machshavos, the Eibishter who knows the thoughts. Like we find in the previous parasha, Parasha Shlach, where the Eibishter says, "Va'avdi Kaliv, Eikev Haisa Ruach Acheres Imoy." My servant Kaliv, because he had a different ruach with him, in Shetevas Ruach Anemar Bo in Yonah Machshava, which over there ruach also means machshava. What happened was that Kaliv, in order to attract the Yidden's attention, he called out to the Yidden to say, you think to this is the only thing Moshe did? He tried to attract their attention as if he would speak out against Moshe. And in the end, he spoke positively about Eretz Yisrael. So they referred to this as Echad Pev Echad Balev. That he, even though he was saying something, he had a different machshava with him. He had a different thought with him. So and the word in the pasuk he uses for thought is Ruach. So therefore we see from here that Ruach could mean Machshava. And that's it. Ashi says that Elokei Ruches means Idea Machshavas. Very simple. Right? What's the proof that it means Machshavas? Rak lepiruzeh muvenes ha-shaychas shalach chalas ha-dibur Elokei Ruches ma-shakasav la-achreizeh ha-isha echad yechtav al-kala ha-tikzef. If you translate Ruches to be Machshavas, then the rest of the pasuk makes sense. Since Hashem knows the thoughts, if he knows who is the sinner and upon whom to be angry, And therefore, we're asking him why he's being angry at everyone. If you're saying it that Hashem is the Hashem of the Neshamos, how does that lead to the second half of the pasuk that's asking the Eibishter why he's angry at everybody if just one person sinned? So just the flow of the pasuk works much better if the word ruchais means machshavis. And that's actually how Rashi continues. Ein midas chak midas basar adam. Your midah is not like that of a human being. V'chulu, etc. Avalata v'chulu v'yedeya atam yachet. But you do know who sinned. V'haynu shalafi pirush ezeh. Shalakei aruches haynu yedeya machshavais. If you say that alakei aruches means that Hashem knows the machshavais. Muzbur ha'emshech v'kasuv. Then the flow of the pasuk is well understood. That he's telling him, why are you angry at everyone if only one person sinned? Because you're a Yedei Machshavos, you know who sinned. And that is the Hechrich, that is the compelling proof to Rashi's Pirush. So far the Rashi, you know, in the Hanocha, in the original Farbrengen, the Rabbi said, we learn this Rashi via Vaser. It flows beautifully. It seems we learn it, we don't ask any questions on it, we don't have any answers. We learn that Rashi seems very simple. Rashi is saying, Yedea Machshavos, that the Eibishter Yedea Machshavos, he knows who sinned, he knows who made the trouble, so why is everyone getting punished if only one person sinned? However, the Rabbi has five questions on this Rashi. Tzarech Lavan. Aleph. Why does Rashi have to explain this idea that the Eibishter is different than a human king with a mashal of a Melech Basar Adam? Ezo havhara v'tesis bir, what form of clarification or extra explanation, yes, al yedei mashal zeh, is being given through this mashal? The Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that since you know machshavos, you know who sinned, why would you punish more people than those who sinned? What does the muscle of a human king, what is it adding that we can't understand without it? Base. And if this muscle does add something, which we don't know yet what that would be, but if we were to say that there's something that is missing, that the muscle is explaining and strengthening, intensifying Moshe Rabbeinu's claim that only the person who sinned should get punished. And that's why V'lachem Eviyei Rashi, and that's why Rashi has to bring this mashal here, because it helps understand Moshe Rabbeinu's question of Hashem. Ma'u atam sh'lei Eviyei Rashi muktim b'teira. Why does Rashi not bring this mashal earlier on in Teira? The Parshas Vayera. When it comes to Parshas Vayera, B'tainis Avram Avinu, when Avram Avinu is arguing, is debating with Hashem about the people of Sdoim, Hadoim lecheira letainis Moshe Rabbeinu, which Avram Avinu had a very similar taina, seemingly to Moshe Rabbeinu, Umele gam shamas masim lavi mashal zeh, and therefore seemingly it would have been appropriate to bring this mashal over there much earlier on in the Torah. B'negeil is Sdoim. Over there, Avram Avinu was arguing with Eibishter about Sdoim, and his argument was, "Haftis betzadik im Rasha, are you going to destroy the tzadik with the Rasha?" And Rashi should have brought a mussel. Mussel the Melech Basar Vadam, by a Basar Vadam, he doesn't know who's the troublemaker, and therefore he has to kill everyone, or punish everyone. But you, Eibishter, you know who's the tzadik, you know who's the Rasha, so why would you destroy the whole Sdoim? It would have been a perfect mussel over there. If the mussel is adding something to this argument, why is it ersht introduced here in Parshas Keirach and Chumash Bamidbar and not earlier on in Parshas Vayera? Question Gimel. Harei gam melech basar v'dam b'yimeshul b'tzedek v'yesher harei kashayachta echad l'yanitz anashim rabim ki'im shayim nashayfit v'chulu shayachker v'yidres v'yivarer miyacheta. So until now, we were following a premise that a Melech Basar Adam punishes everyone. He doesn't know who sinned, so he punishes everyone. In question Gimel, we're questioning that premise. Is it true that a Melech Basar Adam just punishes everybody? If one person sinned in the kingdom of the Melech Basar Adam, and he doesn't know who it is, he'll appoint a judge who will investigate and who will search and explore to discover who is the chayta. And even if they can't figure out who's the criminal, who's the sinner, and if the king can't figure out who it was, will a yashar haylich, will a king who goes justly, just indefinitely, not indefinitely, there's a word I'm thinking of, sorry, but would he, would the king go and punish everyone just like that? So why is Rashi coming and saying a Melech Basar Adam is going to punish everyone because he doesn't know who sinned? L'chaira, even a Melech Basar Adam is not going to punish everyone. Then we have two more questions. These questions are actually on the wording of Rashi. They're diyukim. Dalet pasach Rashi b'lashon sarcha alav mixes medina u'misayim b'lashon miyu achayta. I said before that the word sarcha comes from the word sirchein, which means something that doesn't smell good or spoiled. So Rashi begins with a lashon sarcha, that the Medina, the people of the Medina, they were sarcha alav. And then when Rashi ends, he ends with the word chet, which is a sin. Why does Rashi change the terminologies in the middle of the Rashi? Hey, similarly, kein misayim Rashi eina yedei amiyu acheta lashon yachid leika psicha shesarcha alav mixes Medina. In the beginning, he says that a significant portion of the Medina, at least certainly more than one person, sarcha alav. And then at the end, he says miyu achaita. The chaita is a lashon yachid. So manushach, if it's just a me, even if he's switching the lashon from sarcha to chet, he says that mi heim achaitim, who are the sinners, since there was a mixes Medina that sinned. So these are our five questions on this Rashi. In Eis Beis, we're going to open up the next Rashi. Then Rashi quotes the words Eish Echad from the Pasuk, Umefarish, and he says, Hu Achayta, this Eish Echad, he is the sinner. And you are going to be angry on the whole Eida. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they should answer to Meishu Rabbeinu, Yofe Amarta, you said good. Ani Yodeya, I do know. And I will let it be known, who did sin and who didn't sin. So that basically Rashi continues to from his previous Rashi and says that the one person, he is the sinner. Why would you be angry at everyone? And maybe Sir answers, you're right. I'm going to tell everyone. I know and I'm going to tell everyone who did sin and who didn't sin. The Gamazat Sarachlav. Also, this has five questions. Really six, but let's do that. Five of them are numbered. Mayi kavanas Rashi bepirushei zeh. Shebemakim ha'ish echad yechta, shenem bekra, kasav hu achayta. V'haysiv tevas v'ata al kol eida tiktev. What Rashi does is he takes the word yechta, he quotes ha'ish echad. In the pasuk it says the word yechta, and Rashi translates that or explains that to mean hu achayta. Yeah, he is the sinner. Then he adds the word v'ata al kol eida tiktev, which is already in the pasuk. It does not seem to be adding anything in the pasuk. In order 19, he brings that yechta is lashon asid, future tense. So Rashi is saying that he's not that the Moshe is not saying that the ish echad is going to sin in the future, but hu achayta, he is the sinner that we're talking about who already sinned. But the question is. It says in the Ara that first of all, Rashi doesn't say the word yechta in the Dibur HaMaschil. Rashi should have explained that. He doesn't mention it. He just says the word hu achayta. So besides the fact that Rashi seems to ignore it from the Dibur HaMaschil, which seems that Rashi is not coming to explain the word yechta, he doesn't address the asid in the past and the future. So the question is, what is Rashi telling us? What is Rashi adding? Question If Rashi is Taka, which we don't know how yet, but if Rashi is actually explaining the word Yechta by saying Huachaita, and explaining Val Koleida Tikzev with the words Vata that he adds, Havle Lahaita Gam Tevis Elu, then he should have quoted the words either Yechta or Al Koleida Tikzev in the Dibra Maschil. Oy Al Kolponim La Ramzam Vivigaymer, at least to hint to them with the words Vigaymer. Rashi is very selective by saying only the words of Ish Echad, which seems to imply that Rashi's talking about the Ish Echad. So in that case, what's he adding with Huachaita, Va'ata, Al Kol Eda Tiktiv? Question Gimel. May Kavanas Rashi, was a Shemoysef Ha'inyin, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yafa Chulu Chata. Yafa Chulu, Ani Yedeo Medea Michata Milay Chata. What is Rashi adding here? Rashi is coming to explain Moshe Rabbeinu's Taina. He's not coming to explain what the Eibishter answered. If Rashi quotes what the Eibishter is answering, it's because seemingly we need that to understand what Moshe's Taina was. So how does Hashem's answer to Moshe help us understand what Moshe's Taina was? In other words, what the Pshat and the Pasuk is as to what Moshe's Taina was. Dalit. The Bible of the Taina is Moshe, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe. In response, Moshe, the Eibishter says to Moshe, Daber el ha'eda leimer. I'm reading from the pasuk over here. Speak to the Eida. He olu misaviv lemishkan kairach dasan vavino. Rise up, go away from around the dwelling place of kairach dasan vavino. V'akasav mefarish eina shegiya l'shlashtum. And then the pasuk continues to tell the punishment that occurred to all three. And based on this, we don't understand what Rashi is telling us. It seems that Hashem is agreeing to Tainus Moshe. Now, Ish Echad, which Rashi is quoting from the Pasuk, one person sinned. And Rashi actually says the words of Ish Echad in the Dibur HaMaschil. V'arei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heidiya Shaleach Ad Chata El Shleisha. El Shleisha. The Eibishter is telling Moshe Rabbeinu in the end that there was three people that sinned. Kerach and Dasan and Aviram. So how could he say Yafa Amarta, which seems to be agreeing to Moshe Rabbeinu that Ish Echad Yechta, only one person sinned, and then go ahead and tell us in two psukim later that three people sinned? Question: Hey, a new idea. L'chein emiyutim ki yachidus urak bani meidia. The main chiddush here is that the Eibishter is going to be meidia via the punishment. Who is the chayter? That new idea we already know. Moshe Rabbeinu said it in his question: Yakel l'kei aruchas yoyidei machshavas. Ubefrat shirashi Moisiv zeh aloshna medrash yoyidei. Medrash says ani meidia. Rashi is the one who adds the words ani yodea, which means that obviously Rashi feels that the Lashon HaMedrash is insufficient. So what is the chiddush of the words ani yodea that Rashi has to go and add it in, even though it's not clearly said in the Medrash? And after these ten questions, five on the first Rashi, five on the second Rashi, b'chlalus inyan kasha, we have a general question on the whole discussion, on the whole concept. The Pesukim mentioned clearly that many people were involved in the Machlekes of Kedach over Moshe and Aaron. For example, it says, Ve'akumu, v'anashim ibn Yisrael ha'mishim v'masayim. It says that there were 250 people that joined Kedach. V'yikol al Moshe v'al Aaron. They gathered together against Moshe and Aaron. Umoshe Dibur, another pasuk, it says that Moshe spoke El Kedach El Kol Adosai to Kedach and his whole congregation, his whole group of people. V'ichiyach Kamas Kol Adosai. Moshe Rabbeinu reproached the whole Eda of Kedach. V'atz Omar Ato V'chol Adoscha Anoyadim Al Hashem. As Moshe said, you and your whole group, your whole congregation that are coming to argue, to come up against Hashem. Ubipirish Rashi teaches shekverze biyodom. Again, the yodom is emphasized because of Lashon Rabim. The Sirchei Nevi. This was their fourth sin. Chatu Begel v'chulu. He started with the sin of the Egel, etc., etc. And this was sin number four. So he calls the Muchach Shliachad Bilvad Chatu v'machleikizu. That it wasn't just one person that was sinning in this machleikiz. Gam l'fi daitos v'Moshe. Even according to Moshe Rabbeinu's perspective, Moshe knew that it was an Eda. Moshe knew that it was a group of people that had sinned before against him and were sinning again now. So where does Moshe get it from to say that one person sinned? It's against the facts, and it's the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu himself knew. Why does he ignore the reality that he was dealing with at least 250 people? What's this Aisha Echad Yechta? One person sinned. So this is really not a question on Rashi. It's a question on the story. Of course, Rashi doesn't address it, or maybe Rashi does address it, and that's why Rashi says what he says. We'll find out. But the question is a general question, which will lead us to our answer, which will lead us to understand Rashi and explain the pasuk in a brand new way. Vabir because there is gimel. When Rashi comes to explain the words "Vayakal aleim kerach," kerach gathered on them or gathered them on Moshe and Aaron, Rashi says, "Halach etz la'shvatim." He went to the shvatim, upita isam, and he convinced them. You think I am fighting for myself? I'm upset for everyone. I'm doing it for you. Until everyone was convinced. Kerach is the one who convinced, who sweet-talked the people, and drew them in with words, that he means for their own good, until he brought them in his complaints against Moshe and Aaron. And the same thing refers even to the heads of the people that were participating in the machlekes. Dasan Vavidim and 250 people from Shevet Reuven. Kmeish Beresh Rashi, Vishvil Shoye Shevet Reuven, Shmimenu Ayu Dasan Vavidim V'chulu V'ruban Shalar Reish Nun Ish Sharui, Shachin Lekaos U'banav. Since the Shevet Reuven, which is where Dasan Vavidim were from, and most of the 250 people were from Reuven, which was dwelling very close to Kahas and the families of Kahas, Nishtatvu in Kerach b'machleikase. They joined Kerach. Haynu sheishtatvusu b'machleikis bo yidei zeh. She Kerach pita isam. Their involvement with the machleikis came because Kerach convinced them. V'hisisam, and he instigated them. Ad shenidbelem shetanose necheina, until hisisam is convinced. Pita is, he seduced them. He spoke to them. He sweet-talked them. Until they thought that his taina was true, was real. So Kerach seems to be very guilty here, because it's true that many more people than just Kerach joined the fight against Moshe Rabbeinu, but it was Kerach who was responsible for instigating and convincing everyone to fight this fight. This is in brackets, because it's not negeya right now to the hemshicha in yonim, but it's still important to tell us that even though a person cannot justify himself with this excuse, that he's not at fault for doing something inappropriate, someone else convinced him, it's not a good excuse. A person should stay away from a rasha. And a person should be strong in his mind not to be affected, not to be convinced from these sweet words. Im calls then, nevertheless, at the end of the day, In actuality, they did not fight Moshe and Aaron other than because of the influence of Kerach. And that's why Rashi brings the Moshe. And he uses the word Sesarcha in the Moshe. Hainu ledayik shanagasam ha'isasrucha ba'efen ha'mos etzel ha'melech. To emphasize, to point out that their conduct was srucha, was disgusting to the king. Kepiru shal sircha kepsute, like the literal meaning of sircha, which means to be something that smells bad or something that's spoiled. They acted in a spoiled, a disgusting way to the king. Avaleisha yiskavnu limroid ba'amelech, but not that they were intending to rebel against the king. Are certainly not on a level that they would be liable for the death penalty. In other words, they acted inappropriately, but they weren't rebelling against the king. At least their intention wasn't to rebel against the king. Since we see that a miktas medina, a portion of the people of the country, Sorchu, they acted disgustingly, al kolpanim, hari mistaber, it's logical, sheyes b'nei amishu hu echad lepachas, that there may be at least one person, sheyisisam ve'viyam lisirchinza, who instigated or who convinced them and brought them to this inappropriate conduct, u'bazeh gufa, harei uchayit mamish b'merida neged ha'melech. And he is a full-fledged sinner with rebelling against the king. Because he didn't just go with the flow. He convinced, he instigated everyone else to go up against the king. He meant to hurt the king. Everyone else could have said, oh, I thought it was for my own good. I wasn't fighting the king. I was trying to better my own life. But the instigator, he clearly intended to go up against the king, and he instigated everyone else to join him. And for that, he's a chayta, it's not just a sirchen. And that's what Rashi writes, I don't know who is the chayta in the Lashon Yachid. And I don't know who is the instigator and who is the cause of the sirchen. But the people of the Medina who joined the movement, they are not called chaytim because they were just following blindly. But they do have a sirchein. They do have a blemish for behaving inappropriately. Therefore, when it comes to the Melech Basar Adam, the human king, he doesn't know who is the instigator, he doesn't know who is the sinner, therefore he has to punish everyone. One of our questions was, why would he punish people who are innocent? They're not really innocent, because they did rebel against him. Or I should rephrase that, they did act inappropriately against him, and therefore they deserve to be punished. Because he doesn't know which one person to pick out and punish. Aval ato says Meisherena today, Bister, you, lefonechal gluyus kolam, achshavis via deatam yacheta. You know everybody's thoughts, and you know who's the instigator. Vimkein leyitachin, she'ele, she'rak sorchu, ye'onchu benish hachamar shalacheta. So it's not fair that those who just sorchu, those who just acted disgustingly, should get the same severe punishment as the instigator. That was Meisher Rabbeinu's argument. Meisher Rabbeinu's argument was not to say that only one person sinned. A lot of people sinned, but only one person instigated. This Taina of Meisher Rabbeinu, Rashi explains into the words of the Pasuk. Here's something very important in these parentheses. The einoy dibur b'fnei atzmo kefish nitfas. It's not a separate dibur as it is printed. Ela behemshech ma shekasu lifnei ze v'yedeya ata miyachayta. If you look in the chumash, a punkt of chumash that I have, but for that matter, it would probably be in many other chumashim. When you look at Rashi on this pasuk was a pasuk of Beis, There's one Dibur HaMaschil, Keil Elekei Aruches. Then there's another Dibur HaMaschil, Ish Echad. Says the Rebbe, it's not supposed to be two different Dibur HaMaschils. It's supposed to be one long Rashi, where he says, V'yadeya ata mi'achayta. The end of the first Rashi, says, you know everybody's thoughts, so you know who's the chayta. And according to the Sikha, as we're learning it now, it means you know who's the instigator. And then Rashi continues, Ha'ish echad hu achayta. The one person, he is the instigator. Avoshar ha'om rak sarchu. But the rest of the people just acted inappropriately. And then Rashi says, V'ata, ha'yadeya machsovis, but you does know the thoughts. I'll call ha'eda tiksev bitmiya. You're going to be angry and punish the whole Eda. In other words, what Rashi is adding over here is Rashi is explaining this concept. And he brings the mashal of the Malach Basar Vadam. There is Sarchal of Mixas Medina. But you don't know who's the Chayta. Therefore, when he punishes everyone. But you know everybody's Machshavas. And you know who's the sinner. Who is the sinner? The Ish Echad, the one person, is the sinner. And you, the Yedea Machshavas, should know who that is. And that's why Rashi has to say these words, hu achayta, to say that only the instigator is the sinner. And Rashi has to add the word v'ata, to say that you're the Yedea Machshavas and you know who it is. U b'tshuva l'tanos yishol Moshe. And what does the Eibishter answer? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yafa Amarta. The Eibishter says, you said good. V'hakavana b'zeh, when he says that you said good, he doesn't mean to say that when you said good that only one person sinned. He means to say you said good l'klolus ta'anosei to the general taina of Meisha she'en la'anish ala asacheta v'le'et elus raksar. That we should only be punishing the instigator and not the rest of the people who just joined the fray. Ulam b'negeya l'prat, but in the details, where Moshe says there was only one sinner, ein adavar k'meisha Moshe ha yodeya v'savar sheyecheita echad. It wasn't true that the way Moshe thought it, that there was only one cheita, ela she'ani yodeya. I know, the question was, why does Rashi add with ani yodeya? I know that you're wrong, Moshe Rabbeinu, about saying ish echad yechta. U'meidiya michata, and I'm going to let everyone know who sinned. She'lei keirach bilvad chata. Also, Dustin Aviram were part of the instigating group. Mashiach and Shadhaid, everyone else, followed the leaders but did not instigate. That's the next pasuk, two psukim later. Abisha says to the people, leave the dwelling place of Keirach and Dustin Aviram, kishlostom chaytimim. All three of them were chaytim, meaning instigators. All three of them were sinners, different than the rest of the sinners. So this answers all of our questions. Let's do this quickly. Question number one is, what is the mashal? What does the mashal add? So we answer to that. The mashal adds the idea that to explain the difference between sarcha and chaytim, that some people sinned, or some people acted inappropriately, but only one person is the actual instigator. Why does he not bring this mashal in Vayera? Because in Vayera there was no instigator. That whole idea doesn't fit in over here. Then he said, he asked the question, the Malach Basar, even a human king doesn't punish people randomly without investigating. So unless they did something wrong, the answer is they did do something wrong. They joined the rebellion. It's just that they didn't intend to rebel, they intended to for their own good. But he's not punishing innocent people. Why did he start with Sarcha and end with Chayta? Because he wants to exactly point out that the Mixas Medina, they were Sarcha, but they didn't instigate. The Chayta is the one person who instigated. And then why did he say Sarcha Lashon Rabim, Mixas Medina, Sarcha, Allah Mixas Medina, and then say Mia Chayta Lashon Yachad? Because that was his point. His point was that even though there were many, many people who behaved inappropriately, there was only one Yachid who was the instigator. Then we asked, what is Rashi saying with the word hu achayta and the ata? So we just said that hu achayta is trying to point out that only the one person is the instigator, and the ata, you Hashem, know who that person is. Why does Rashi not a mention in the Dibur HaMaskil, the word Yechtar, besides the fact that it's not a separate Rashi, so there really isn't even a Dibur HaMaskil. But in addition to that, the important part here is the Ha'ish Echad. To speak about the one person who's the instigator and that the Eibishter knows who that is. Not so much to focus on the fact that the Eibishter was being angry at the wrong people. Why does he answer, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yafa Amartan Yadea Medea? Because ultimately, and the same thing in question Dalid, we see that three people sinned. It's exactly why he says Yafa Amarta. He wants to agree with him on one detail, on the detail that some people did worse than others, but he wants to make sure that he knows that there were three chaitim, three instigators. That's why he says, Ani Yodeya, that I know something that you don't know. And of course, the main question, or the klalus question, which he asked, why does Moshe Rabbeinu focus on a ish echad if he knows that there was a whole Eda? Because he's focusing on the instigator. He's Dalid. The hira that we could learn from this Rashi. Moshe called us and the Aviram, and they refused to come, and they answered with great impudence, great chutzpah. It's enough that you took us here to take us out of the midbar. You know, even if you would pull out our eyes, we still wouldn't come. Until Moshe became very upset. Shows that Dasan and Aviram were not just participating as inappropriate conduct. They were instigators. And they were instigating against Moshe Rabbeinu. Nevertheless, Moshe judges them favorably. He says only Kairach sinned, but he focuses on Dasan Vaviram and he includes them in the Limud Zchus that they were just following Kairach and they weren't Chaitim. In the Hanacha, there's a whole Arichis that the most of the people that what they wanted wasn't bad. They wanted to be a Mamlechas Kayanim. They wanted to be being Ketores. They wanted to come closer to Hashem. What they really, really wanted, what wasn't so terrible. And he brings it in the Ha'orah, in 29, Moshe Rabbeinu Eiv Yisrael. Moshe was an Eiv Yisrael. Moshe saw that what they wanted. In fact, he gave them to bring Ketores, so he saw that they were ready to risk their lives because they were mocked their Ketores when they weren't Kayanim. Moshe saw in them, he was Malamed Zchus in them, they had a strong desire to come close to Hashem. They wanted to be Kayanim. And they were told, V'atom Tiyulim Amlechas Kayanim. And this was the Limud Zchus. U'mizeh ha'ira ad kama tzarech kalechad ve'echad. So because echad ve'echad yes, maybe b'chin es Meishe Rebbeinu ala basholeim. Lifil ul'hadr shashrish menashe medinazu, midazu. Therefore, we learn Nahira that every single Yid, every Yid has a piece of Moshe Rabbeinu inside of him, has to work on himself to implant in himself this Midah, to judge another Yid, another person favorably. Even when his Chaver's Hanog is in a way that seems to entirely negate any possibility of Limud Zchus, because of the Hapech B'Zchusei, nevertheless, he should still turn things around to his favor. And because, as a result of that, because he's judging him favorably and he's finding any way in the world to judge him favorably, he'll do whatever he can to return him back and place him back on the right path. So there's a very, very powerful lesson about Moshe Rabbeinu, who Moshe Rabbeinu is, and who we have to be to emulate Moshe Rabbeinu. And even the people who stood up against Moshe Rabbeinu, it's interesting that in Parashat Shlach, we had the Sikha where he said, not in the Rabba Veda, but in the Sikha where he explains the Meraglim that those who stood up against Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe couldn't daven for them. But he could be Melamed Zchus on them. And if you Melamed Zchus on the person, you could see the good in them, you could machzor them the tshuva. We machzer them to the Derech HaYishar. And therefore we have to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Because we have a shtickle Moshe Rabbeinu inside of us. Sharnoichi Bekirba. We have to emulate this to see in another Yid the schus Shabbat. And utilize that schus to be able to help him out, to bring him back to the Derech HaYishar. Even Dasan V'Aviram, they gave Moshe Rabbeinu so many problems. I'll go upon him. That's the Sikha of Kerach. With a very powerful lesson of limud zchus on every single yid, even those who seem to conduct themselves in a manner that does not earn a limud zchus.